WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Sigrid, Pip Bomb, and Anteros. Today's reissue song is from the Blue Nile, off their classic A Walk Across the Rooftops album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new tune from the Jensens, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Cora Yaco. Cora Yaco is an indie alt-rock quartet out of Madrid and Mallorca, Spain. They've just released a two-song self-titled EP on March 7th. That's all I have on these guys. They are that new. Their Facebook page, as of this morning, had six posts. That's it. Again, they're that new. The song I found to share with you this morning is called Domino Effect. New music from Cora Yaco here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Thank you. That was the latest material from Kitchen Boys. They here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Kitchen Boys are an unsigned melodic indie rock four-piece outfit out of Melbourne, Australia. You just heard their debut single, Life in Lo-Fi, which was self-released on March 1st. And I have to tell you, man, this is a hard way to start a show when I've got two brand spanking new bands with little or no information available on them. I really like that tune, though. Life in Lo-Fi from Kitchen Boy. You know, it's like Kitch with an E-N on the end of it. All right, changing musical direction with a tune from Munya. Munya is a, quote, new synth folk, unquote, singer-songwriter currently based in Montreal, Canada. I found her because I read an article about what bands to see at this year's South by Southwest, and I read that how this music blog, Gorilla vs. Bear, which I'm familiar with, started their own record label. It's called Luminel Records, which led me to the record label's SoundCloud page, and voila, I found Munya. The song I have for you this morning for air is called Benjamin, and it dropped on February 19th. New music from Munya here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That is the latest material from Jackie Mendoza here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to the new release show portion of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Thanks for joining me here on a beautiful Tuesday morning, nice and sunny, a little warmer. Getting rid of some of these piles of snow, which I'm very thrilled about. Jackie Mendoza is another artist I found on the Luminal Records SoundCloud page. Jackie is an electronic pop, synth pop singer-songwriter out of San Diego, California. She's ready to release her new EP, It's L-U-V-H-Z. It comes out on April 26th. That tune, Seahorse, is the EP's pre-release single. She'll also be in Austin, Texas for this year's South by Southwest with several showcases lined up already, and I am definitely going next year.
Think fast. In the short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it five, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and practice an escape plan for you and your loved ones. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov because fire is everyone's fight.
Next up is a new one from Chelsea Effect. Chelsea Effect is the stage name of Emerald Isabella. This Toronto-born alt-pop electronica synth-pop singer-songwriter now makes her home in Los Angeles, California. So, Chelsea Effect takes its name from the legendary Hotel Chelsea in New York City, which has hosted artistic visionaries over a century. Everyone from Bob Dylan to Janis Joplin, Allen Ginsberg, and Dylan Thomas have not only stayed at the Hotel Chelsea, but they also created artistic movements that have inspired generations. Arthur Miller wrote a piece entitled, quote, "The Chelsea Effect," that described life in the hotel during the 60s and the effect it had on pop culture, unquote. That's all part of her, I guess, Facebook page and persona. Her new song, Tinseltown, was released on March 1st. New music from the Chelsea Effect here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with the Jensens right after the latest here from Sigrid.
Something about the way you and I fit, that's when it hits. Feels like it's too good to be true. We're down at the harbor and we dance in the dark. Don't know what you said, but I know how I felt. It's hard to believe our love could last, 'cause you're moving so fast. Then I start overthinking and I ruin the moment, 'cause I picture the end, but I don't wanna go there. So I tell myself that, hey, it's alright if we don't end up together, 'cause you might right now. Hey, I don't mind if we don't get to forever, 'cause you might right now. Forgot all the things that we said we would do. Hear the rain on the glass, hold me till I fall asleep for the night. Try to enjoy the quiet, but I ruin the moment, 'cause I picture the end, and I don't wanna go there. So I tell myself that, hey, it's alright if we don't end up together, 'cause you might.
New music from Sigrid here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK and Sigrid. She is a new pop singer-songwriter currently based in Bergen, Norway. She's only been putting out music now for, I guess, about a year and a half. But she's already been signed to Island Universal Records, which is very impressive. I first found her in 2018 with the release of her single Raw. Well, Sigrid is back with a new full-length album called Sucker Punch, which just dropped on March 8th. The song I spun there was called Mine Right Now, and I definitely can hear that being played on mainstream popular radio. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage, the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist and then I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. And hopefully add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is The Jensens. The Jensens are an unsigned five-piece out of Brisbane, Australia, and like to play as they call garage pop. I first found them in November 2014. At that time, their plan was to release two singles in November of that year and two more in 2015. They only released one in 2015, released an EP in 2016, and they've been kind of quiet ever since. But they are back now with a new single. This is called Mount Mura. It was self-released on the 7th of March. So this is The Jensens. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
This is where I fail.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's TK here with you in music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was The Jensens with Everybody Talks, which originally came out in 2016 as a standalone single and then was also included on their EP Sexless, which came out in 2017. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I'll be posting a little bit later on this morning at my website at tksmusic.com. While you're there, you can also check out some links for some free downloads. Just do a search on free downloads. You'll be able to get those all up there for you. Just some videos housed there and an email function. If you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request, it's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from the Blue Nile. The album that has been re-released is their A Walk Across the Rooftops album. This album was released back in 1984. It was the band's debut disc and didn't get much attention when it was first released, but climbed steadily. And it was also re-released originally in 2012, and that's when it really got noticed again. And what an amazing record it was. I actually bought it in 1984, by the way. Just wanted a little humble brag there. This album had tunes on it like Heatwave, Tinseltown in the Rain, and of course, this one, Stay. So this is The Blue Nile with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Situation is over. You said you
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5, WMFO, TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a tune from Sasami. Sasami is actually Sasami Ashworth. She's a classically trained musician, originally classical French horn. She also became then a session musician, picking up the piano and the guitar. She just recently found her own voice and has just released her debut self-titled full-length album on Domino Records on March 8th. The song I just featured there, track number 2, Not the Time. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Witching Waves. Witching Waves, which I think is a great name for a band, is a mixed-gendered post-punk indie alt-rock trio currently based in London, getting ready to release their latest album, Persistence, on April 5th. I have for you this morning the disc's pre-release single. This is called Eye to Eye. New music from Witching Waves here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Music from Enteros here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University. Also available online at WMFO.org. The word Enteros is the Greek god of requited love and love avenged. However, this Enteros are a female-fronted, mixed-gendered indie, bitter, dream-pop, alt-pop four-piece out of London. Lauren Hayden is the driving force behind this innovative team. She writes female-focused tunes, encouraging women to work together and gather their power for the betterment of all. That song was Breakfast. It can be found on their yet-to-be-released album, When We Land. It can also be found in an EP of the same name, which originally released in 2016, and it's a good song to recycle for the new album. Next up is a tune from Pip Blom. Pip Blom is a 22-year-old post-punk alt-pop singer-songwriter from Amsterdam in the Netherlands. I read on her website a wonderful piece of advice for any musician. She writes, quote, "Never listen to people who want to change your music," unquote. Very good advice for such a young person. She's ready to release her new album, Boat. Comes out on May 31st. This is Daddy Issues, and it is the album's pre-release single. New music from Pip Blom here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. 91.5 WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Kakmadafaka. Kakmadafaka spelled K-A-K-K-M-A-D-D-A-F-A-K-K-A. Did you get all that? It's a unique name. However, it's a terrible name, especially if you have to say it on air. They do make some nice music, though. So Kakmadafaka is a six-piece indie post or pop rock band out of Bergen, Norway. I first found them in 2016, and they've been putting out a steady stream of music ever since. This new album is called Diplomacy. It's due out March 22nd. This tune is called Rest. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.